With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly old permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA?
Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else says it's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments and closing costs online in real time? Well, Rocket can. All day long, we're breaking down everything from Wild Card Weekend. Tonight, Rams and Cardinals wrap things up in 20 minutes. We'll learn what happened at the shotgun wedding where Mark from Buffalo, hardcore season ticket holder, lifelong Bills fan, was forced to miss the game at Orchard Park due to a shotgun wedding that Mraz attended. And apparently there were many stories to tell. We'll do that in 20 minutes. In 40 minutes, the Niners find a way yesterday. And the way they looked in the first half, first three quarters, might give you reason to wonder if they're poised for a deep playoff run. Also, this morning on the show, coming up next hour, the Chiefs race by the Steelers, and the Buccaneers get their mojo yesterday against the Eagles. All of that coming up this morning on the program. I'd love to get your thoughts on the wild card weekend that was at 855-212-4CBS. That phone number, 855-212-4227. Or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Again, follow me and tweet at me, DA on CBS. We've got some affiliates that are carrying us today because of the MLK holiday. So thank you to everybody that might be new listeners or old listeners that finally get to hear us again in your local market for a day. Welcome aboard as always, hashtag ZapZap. You can listen to us every single day using the Odyssey app that not only houses a live stream of our show and the rest of CBS Sports Radio, but also of all of our podcasts as well, so you can catch up on every show, every episode of ours in the Odyssey app. Also, you can live stream us using the CBS Sports app or watch us on your phone at watchda.com. Saturday night. Bills, Patriots, AFC East, it's cold, Belichick, the hoodie, the line, Bills by 3, Bills by 4, this is going to be a tight game, a close game. We saw what Bill did with the 50-mile-an-hour winds a little over a month ago on that Monday night. Could the Bills do it? Could they shake their nemesis? Could they exorcise the demons? Yeah. They did all of that. Plus, they humiliated the Patriots. In fact, it was an ass-kicking. It was a thorough 100% 3-hour and 15-minute ass-kicking.
Fires one into the end zone, and it is caught. Dawson Knox makes the catch in the end zone. It's a Buffalo touchdown. How did he make that happen?
Play fake to Singletary. A zip to the end zone. Touchdown. He gets Knox again.
And instead, Josh gives it to Devin Singletary, headed towards the end zone. Did he make it? No signal yet. Yes, touchdown. It took him an hour and a half to single touchdown.
Singletary runs it right, bounces it outside of the 10, to the 5, to the end zone.
The buses.
Second touchdown of the night for Devin Singletary.
Start
and
the
Bills
buses.
Are pouring it on the Patriots
night.
Here on the opening half.
Embarrassing.
Into the end zone looking for Sanders. He's got him. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Play fake and a zipped pass. Oh, what a cradle catch by Gabriel Davis. And he walks into the end zone. Touchdown.
I mean,
the snap. Josh keeps it out. Play action. Fires to the end zone. You called it, Eric. Touchdown, Buffalo. The pass to rookie Tommy Doyle. The big man. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bills. They are pouring it on now. This game's out of control.
That'll be in the last montage.
We just couldn't do much anything.
Awesome!
Damn straight. The call's courtesy of the Bills Radio Network, Westwood One, and the Patriots Radio Network.
Well, that's going to leave a mark.
For the first time in NFL history, not playoff history, the first time in NFL history, a team didn't force a punt, a field goal, or a turnover. That right there is the single worst defensive performance any defense has ever had in NFL history. I just want to reiterate this once again. Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots just had the single worst defensive performance ever. Ever. None of those points were scored on turnovers. There was no pick six, scoop and score, or special teams touchdown. Nope. They didn't force one punt, not one turnover, not one field goal attempt. No defense has ever, I just want to reiterate this, ever in NFL history, went 0 for 7 in stopping a touchdown. The Pats went 0 for 7. 0 for 7. Here's your Buffalo Bills drives on the game. I won't even tell you what the end result was because you already know. 9 plays, 70 yards, 5 minutes. 10 plays, 80 yards, 5 minutes. 10 plays, 81 yards, 6 minutes. 4 plays, 89 yards, 2 minutes. 6 plays, 58 yards, 4 minutes. 9 plays, 77 yards, 6 minutes. 3 plays, 39 yards, 90 seconds. The Buffalo Bills held the football as an offense 7 times. And 7 times, they scored a touchdown. The only time they held the football and didn't score a touchdown was to kneel out the end of the game. No offense ever had done that. Josh Allen was brilliant. Brian Daboll, perfect game plan. And the Bills wanted blood. And it was a beautiful thing to watch. They hung a clown suit around Bill Belichick unlike anyone has ever done. Ever. Ever. That right there is the single most humiliating loss of Bill Belichick's career. They may have lost by more points, although even that I don't know about. But, okay, the Wildcat game. That's a bad one. 08, Dolphins couldn't stop the Wildcat. the Chiefs going to Foxborough and winning going away, and that led to the we're on to Cincinnati. Losing to the Giants of the Super Bowl as a 17-point favorite. Okay. Nothing is ever as humiliating as that. That's a playoff game, and you're the only defense ever to not force a punt, a field goal, or a turnover. Ever. Ever. That right there is humiliation. That right there is embarrassment. That right there is annihilation. That right there is a clown show. And it's because the Bills hung the clown suits on Bill. Now let's talk about this even more. That's right there what the Patriots have done to so many others. What we watched on Saturday was a superior team versus an inferior team, and you said, get the inferior team off of my TV set because this is now embarrassing. They don't even belong on the same field. Why are they even here taking up my night? That's what the Patriots always used to do to everybody else. Get them off my TV. I don't want to see this garbage game anymore. You start feeling bad for the team that the Patriots pounded into submission because they're getting outcoached, out-executed, and they just look like they don't belong. That was the Pats on Saturday. And I'm telling you this right now as I talked to Ben Volen last hour from the Boston Globe. That right there torpedoes the Patriots' playoff rep forever. Forever. I'm not saying they can't ever win another playoff game. They certainly might. They certainly will in my lifetime. But once Mystique leaves because somebody humiliated you, it doesn't come back. You don't just get to reset aura and mystique. The Bills poured it on because they knew they could. They knew that everything they ran, they were going to run a touchdown. They're up 30, and they're still throwing the football. That was, we know we're going to embarrass you, and you can't do anything about it. And once some opponent holds the bully up against the locker and punches him in the face and the bully cries for mercy, everybody else wants a piece of the bully. Everybody. And now everybody in the league says, yeah, bring on the Pats. We don't fear them. We don't worry about that. The world watched that. It's over. And 3 years ago, we held a funeral after Brady was eliminated and the dynasty was dead. It's dead. It was dead then. It's even deader now. They were 9-4 midway through this season. Oh, you want to rethink the funeral? No. No, I don't. Because you know what you learned on Saturday? Was that Bill Belichick's a really good coach during a regular season to put pieces together and beat bad teams. They beat the Falcons. They swept the Jets. They even beat a Titans team that had nobody playing for them because everyone was injured. They beat all these bad teams. You know what's gone is number 12, who's still winning, who's still winning playoff games. And number 12 on Saturday night gave you a puncher's chance. Your defense was garbage. But every time Brady got the football, he at least gave you a puncher's chance to score. Mac didn't. Mac was awful. And I saw a very interesting dynamic unfold on Patriots Twitter. You can't blame this on Mac Jones. It's not Mac Jones' fault. Mac Jones showed up. No, he didn't. The first touchdown, or the first interception, rather, was a wonderful play by Micah Hyde. Wonderful. Coming over top, grabbing the interception. It's a good throw by Mac Jones. I mean, that's just a great play by the safety. Everything thereafter was crap. Everything. Another interception on the deflection. Mac could have moved the football. It was 27-3 at the end of the first half. It's crap. So, yeah, the defense gets the brunt of this because that was historically awful. Mac didn't compete in that game. That offense didn't compete in that game. Not at all. They weren't in that game. Forget that last touchdown that didn't matter. They scored 10 points the entire night. Mac's going to get better. But he's never going to be Justin Herbert. He's never going to be Josh Allen. He's never going to be Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson. He's never going to be Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. That's not who Mac is. That on Saturday was what happens when the great Tom Brady walks out the door and Belichick is left to be a coach of a team that's good, not great. Good, not great. Belichick's always going to beat bad teams with bad coaching. He's brilliant at that. But now it's going to come down to playoff games, good teams, and his X factor is out the door, and you see what happens. Now, that defense, even if Brady was playing, they'd probably lose that football game anyway. But think about all of the situations that Brady bailed the Patriots out of. Down double digits in the Super Bowl against one of the greatest defenses of the era, the Legion of Boom. Helped out also by throwing on the goal line. Down 28-3 in the Super Bowl. The comeback against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. These are Brady bailouts. And Bill doesn't have the Brady bailout anymore. And we saw that on Saturday. The playoff rep of the Big Bad Patriots, it's gone. It's over. Because number 12 helped supplement Belichick's genius to such a grand degree, they felt unbeatable. You can't ever feel that intimidated ever again playing the Pats. It'll never happen. It'll never happen again. Because he's the greatest quarterback that's ever lived. And he was teamed with an excellent head coach. And the tandem of that won 6 Super Bowls. But now, and here, this, I want you to remember right now where you were when you heard this. Belichick's ego is going to get in the way here. Here's why. 10 years ago, he was asked about how long he would coach. He said, I'm not going to be like Marv Levy and coach into my 70s. I'm not going to be like Marv Levy. Unnecessary shot at a Hall of Fame head coach. I'm not going to be like Marv Levy. Hang on to the bitter end. Coach into my 70s. Like, that was pathetic. Now he's going to be 70 years old this offseason. Was asked after the game. He says, yes, I'm going to come back and coach. That's my plan. Things changed. It wasn't so pathetic anymore to look at Marv Levy down your nose at a freaking American hero, by the way, who fought in World War II. Oh, I would be coaching like Marv Levy in my 70s. No, but he is going to be coaching into his 70s. Why? Because it's not pathetic if you're still good at it, which Marv Levy was. But also because Bill Belichick's ego, he wants to chase down Don Shula's wins record. Now, he's more than 20 wins behind Don Shula, and he wants that record. And so, because of Belichick's ego, he's going to stick around. He's going to coach 2, 3, 4 years. And the Patriots might want to move on. They might feel like, you know what, maybe it's time for a fresh start, fresh set of eyes. We're not very good anymore. We're missing the playoffs. We're going one and done. Remember, the Patriots now have a longer playoff win drought than the Houston Texans. Okay? The Patriots' last playoff win was the Super Bowl in 2018. The Texans won a playoff game in 2019. You might start thinking like, well, maybe a fresh set of eyes might not be bad. And he's going to keep hanging on because he's going to want those wins. And the more average seasons he stacks on the tail end of this, the more it's going to upset that legacy. The more it's going to color a little bit differently. We talked about this during the season as well. Why suddenly is Bill Belichick nice to the media? Apologizing because he was snippy? Coming back the next day apologizing? Patiently listening through a media member's dog barking or baby crying? Or the woman that asked the New Year's resolution question after a loss? He knows he's going to be around for a while. He knows. And he knows that this might not be a pretty end, but he's got to hold on to get that all-time wins record. His ego's going to get in the way. And he's going to be 8-9, 9-8, 10-7, to make sure they stack wins. I don't think they'll ever be terrible. Belichick's too good for that. They're never going to be a 4-win, 5-win outfit. But there's going to be now 4, 5, 6 post-Brady seasons that look real average, real mortal, real mediocre. And we're in the middle of this. We're in the middle of this right now. If the Dolphins had a quarterback, the Patriots would easily be the third best team of this division. Easily. And I'll tell you this, if you're a Jets fan, you don't fear having to hop the Patriots right now if Zach Wilson becomes a star. Because, okay, chasing down the Bills, tough. But chasing down the Dolphins and or the Patriots with Tua and or Mac Jones or a new head coach in Miami and an aging one in New England, the mountain's not so steep anymore. People will say it's one game, it's one game, it's one game. Mac was still a rookie. It's good they made the playoffs. That's all fine and good. You can point to games in the playoffs where a dynasty fell. You can do it. Anybody who's a Cowboys fan remembers that Cardinals game. 97, Jake Plummer and the Cardinals went to Texas Stadium and won. And that was it. Shut the door, turn out the lights. That the dynasty is dead. The Cardinals just came here and won. That's it. It's over. That's what we saw on Saturday. That was it. Boom. And the Bills know it. They know they're so much better than the Patriots that what happened on that Monday night with 50-mile-an-hour winds to them was so unfair because it was not a reflection of who they were or how much better they were than the Patriots. They know it. They know it. That was as complete an ass-kicking as you will ever find. And it was delightful. Maybe I'll watch that game again today. Thank you, Bills. Thank you from America. By the way, Mraz, how do we celebrate Patriots Elimination Day? I had a nice big bourbon that I cracked open, a wonderful Christmas present from the Bourbon Bell. Beautiful new bottle of extraordinary high-end bourbon. I had it closed. I had it sealed since Christmas. And once that whistle went off, poured myself a nice big glass and enjoyed. How do we celebrate Patriots Elimination Day for the third straight season?
Oh, I celebrated by taking right to the dance floor immediately as the game was winding down. I did a little House of Pain jump around. I did a little belly flop onto the dance floor. That was fun.
Really?
And then the following morning, just to make sure I fully soaked it in, I treated that game rewatch like it was a London game. 9 a.m., couple pancakes, couple eggs, sat down, just smiled and listened to Ian and Charles Cole all over again.
Which was the better version, the Saturday night in real time or the Sunday morning over pancakes?
I think probably the Sunday morning over pancakes because it's a total reassurance that what happened wasn't a dream and they are just some ordinary waste of a playoff spot that Bill Belichick's Patriots now have become Marvin Lewis's Bengals, and that was truly, truly delightful to soak in.
Now, Saturday night, Mraz was at a wedding. Filled with Bills fans. This was the shotgun wedding that was improperly timed and scheduled during a playoff Saturday. We've got to know how our buddy Buffalo Mark handled being at this wedding instead of at that game. By the way, if it was a Bills mafia, that was a mafia hit on Saturday night against the New England Patriots. They're zipped up in a bag and dumped into a river.
That was somewhere. A good headline, D.A. I know that was your way of reassuring that we saw the headline. That was
hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The swing.
I was somewhere. That Patriots body is swimming somewhere in Lake Erie right now. But when we come back, the details on that wedding and Stunned to a News. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
I travel well.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Mraz travels well. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember that the DA show is available on your smart speaker, so tell your smart speaker each and every morning to play CBS Sports Radio. Have us on around the house, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific. Only six true rookie quarterbacks have ever won their first playoff start. The 99 Buccaneers, led by Sean King, elite defense. The 04 Steelers with Ben Roethlisberger, elite defense. 08 Ravens and Joe Flacco, elite defense. 09 Jets and Mark Sanchez, elite defense. The 2011 Texans, led by TJ Yates, who played another rookie quarterback in the Bengals, Andy Dalton, and then 2012 Seahawks, Russell Wilson, who also played a rookie in RG3 and whose Seahawks had a dominant defense. If you want to win a playoff game with a rookie, forget winning a Super Bowl. That's not going to happen. But if you want to win a playoff game with a rookie, you better have an elite defense. And the Patriots defense was far from it. They were pathetic on Saturday because the Bills ripped them open and showed them their beating hearts. Now, this situation was a sight to behold at a wedding that Mraz attended. On Saturday night, one of, how are you connected to the bride? Danielle's what?
Danielle's cousin and close enough that Danielle was a bridesmaid, yes.
Okay, so Danielle's cousin was the bride, and her husband has a lot of family from upstate New York, correct?
Yes, and also, I wasn't aware of this, the family that is from Long Island, all of which are Raider fans.
Okay, so there was a lot of upstate New Yorkers and Western New Yorkers that were at this wedding, and one of which was a friend of yours, Buffalo Mark. He had been a lifelong Bills fan. He also has season tickets in the family for years. And this wedding was supposed to be on the Saturday of conference championship weekend, and so no football. It got moved back 2 weeks. Do we know why they moved it back?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was never set for that weekend, but that was the early date they were picking. They moved it because they are having a baby shower 2 weeks after that date, so they didn't want those two functions very close together.
Of all the things, they pick Saturday night of wild card weekend, and the Bills end up playing in that window against the hated Patriots at home. And so you have a room full of Bills fans that can't believe they're at a wedding during this game. Now, we talked about this on Friday, thinking that it was only Buffalo Mark who was perhaps a fan of the show, or not even. He just, you knew Buffalo Mark, and you were going to be sitting next to him, and you texted him, and just we were wondering how crushed he was. When you showed up at this wedding, what you realized was tons of Bills fans of the building, and a lot of them listened to the show.
Yes. Yeah, I was shocked. I met a couple people who knew who I was. And the early walk into this wedding, by the way, everybody arrived at about halftime of the Bengal-Raider game. I was getting a ton of thank yous. Hey, thank you for saying something. Thank you for speaking up.
Wow.
It was like a game changer. So much so that, yeah, obviously, the bride, her name's Olivia. You know, I know everybody heard what Sean said on the DA show.
Oh, no, she said this on a microphone?
Yeah, and basically from the dance floor and said, essentially, look, just when we actually get married, because they were getting married at the hall, and when the important dances come up, if you could please put your phones down then to enjoy those moments. Other than that, it was basically fair game. Watch away at the tables.
Wow. So even Olivia had to punt on hoping everybody was paying attention to the wedding because she just saw so many Bills fans.
Yeah, and too much heat. Absolutely too much heat was in the kitchen. I had brought attention to the problem, and a lot of people who normally would have been scared off and angry on their own, they had a rally person to get behind, and it was me.
Really? Really? So you ended up being the guy that started the prison riot.
Essentially, I was. Essentially, I was. Yes, it was. You heard loud roars from, there was a bar pretty close in the restaurant for some of the groom's family who were Raider fans. His car was driving down the field, so they felt free at that point. We're going to watch the game. It was fantastic. So much so that you think night out, everybody out with their wives and stuff. Wives and husbands sat apart from each other at tables so that the husbands could gather around the phones and watch the games.
So as the Bills are kicking the asses of the Patriots up and down the field, is there joy in the wedding that they're doing it? Or is there this kind of like, damn it, I wish I was there from Buffalo Mark and others?
Pure joy. Pure joy. And full disclosure, getting up at the bar to get a drink, I missed kickoff of the Bills-Pats game. And I got Mark yelling seven tables away at me, putting the touchdown sign up that Knox had already gotten in the end zone. I thought he still had another 5 minutes. People, there was a loud roar. And in fact, I would say it added to it because, DA, by the time you got to the third quarter and this game was getting in hand, you even saw people starting to abort their phones a little bit, going, okay. And there was a great singer who was flown in from Ireland, Tony, and it became, we're celebrating the wedding. We're celebrating the Bills winning. People are dancing, having a good time. The Raider fans are still angry on their side of the tables. It was crazy. But, yeah, nobody even enjoyed a meal next to their wives or loved ones because they couldn't stand. They were embarrassed by us. But they knew there was no holding back because we had strength in numbers.
Did Buffalo Mark end up having an okay night despite not being able to go to this game even though he had tickets?
Great night. Great night. Now, good. I'd be lying if I told you he wasn't also firing off a lot of same-game parlays, but he was having a great night. He was enjoying. I was giving him help and slapping hands. There was a lot of good discussion. Dee, there was even a point in the third quarter as this game's out of hand where, okay, you get up, and there's like another big dance going on that everybody's a part of, and I look over, and there's a female that I had not met. I found out her name was Jillian, and I think she's sitting there filming the moment on the dance floor, and there she is staring, watching the game on her phone while standing up at the dance floor. Everybody. And the moment you went to the bathroom, the phones were carried on top of the urinal. It was a traveling watch party this night at the wedding.
That's awesome. I'm glad it worked out well for Buffalo Mark, who got his ass in a plane and flew on a day before that his beloved Bills were going to be playing in the playoffs, and he could have been at that game. I'm glad that it worked out for everybody. I'm glad that they had a good time. You know, my roommate in college was a huge Bills fan, season ticket holder since the 80s or something, so he lived through all those 90s years. He took me to a game as well in Orchard Park, and I know just how passionate and committed Bills fan is, and I just love everybody in upstate New York and western New York and their diehard passion for their Bills and their joy now that they're winning. And boy, that was just the most beautiful ass kicking possible. So I'm glad it was a good day, because going into that weekend, I was angry. I was angry for those people that had to be ripped out of their season tickets to go check out a shotgun wedding, although I probably should have stopped calling it a shotgun wedding so often. Apparently, what, your mother-in-law was unhappy with?
Well, no, my aunt-in-law, I guess. I mean, that was a shotgun wedding. Even though Bride was like, shotgun wedding? I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, there's no literal shotguns. I don't know what the term would be. That
was
the
shotgun wedding was because they got pregnant and had to have a quick... But that was public, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess their belief was, well, it didn't have to be quick. We chose for it to be quick. But, yeah, so that was...
they weren't going to get married unless they got pregnant.
That's
the definition of a shotgun wedding.
Yeah, I'm certainly not killing you for it. That was the only thing I got lipped for this weekend, was that term was used over and over again. That's where I guess they draw the line. Watch as much football and bet on it as much as you want at the wedding. Just don't tell me I'm at a shotgun wedding.
Look, was it a football move? You have to make 2 feet down, football possession. By definition, it's a shotgun wedding. Definition, that's not a football move. Standing by with our headline of this morning is a kind Sir Andrew Bogish. Mr. Bogues?
These headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. The Eagles did technically play yesterday afternoon in Tampa, but put up little resistance for three quarters, losing 31-15, scoring twice late to make things look slightly prettier. Nick Sirianni, one and done in his postseason coaching debut.
We know that you can't make mistakes like that in the playoffs against a really good football team, and we did. I don't want to say the moment got too big for him. I just think we made some mistakes.
Jalen Hurts picked off twice. The run game manages 95 yards. They're averaging 159 during the season. Tom Brady touchdown passes to Mike Evans and Rob Gronkowski, while Keyshawn Vaughn and Gio Bernard ran for points. Then came the Niners' near collapse, escaping Dallas 23-17 when the Cowboys ran out of time on their final possession. Debo Samuel, 110 scrimmage yards and a rushing score. And the Chiefs sent Ben Roethlisberger home with a 42-21 rout of his Steelers. Mike Tomlin, a little sweeter postgame after cutting off eyelids pregame.
Man, he was seven. It's been an honor and a pleasure, man. I don't have the words.
Big Ben says he's going to go home and be a dad and a husband from now on. Patrick Mahomes, meanwhile, 5 touchdown passes. Travis Kelce caught one of them and threw his own. The Rams and Cardinals finish off the weekend tonight. The winner plays in Tampa on Sunday, followed by Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, Titans, Niners, Packers on Saturday. Draymond Green still out. Steph Curry now out with a sore right hand. The Warriors losing in Minnesota 119-99. Steve Kerr's team outscored by 24 over the final 16 minutes, missing 16 shots in a row at one point.
I think we ran out of gas. I think fatigue showed up at that stage of the game and in the fourth. And Minnesota got hot. They played really well during that stretch. And it was too much for us.
The Dubs say Green's lingering calf soreness is related to a lower back problem. He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. And Kevin Durant expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a sprained MCL. And now we get stunned.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
A legal battle, that is, over cheese is now over. A group of Swiss and French cheesemakers losing their case for a U.S. trademark for their Gruyere cheese. They argued that only their cheese, made in the Gruyere region of Switzerland, should have the name, like true champagne is sparkling wine from the Champagne region of France. Oh. I guess Roquefort cheese and cognac brandy also have the same protections. Really? The U.S. Dairy Export Council, among those that opposed this request, arguing that we Americans understand Gruyere for its characteristics, not its place of origin, and a U.S. district judge agreed. So anybody can make Gruyere, not a bunch of French or Swiss dudes in the Gruyere region of Switzerland. So get your Gruyere from wherever you want, and I guess the floor is yours, Shawnee, for your pseudoscientific year of the Gruyere breakdown.
I did not know that Gruyere was made in a region. I didn't know, obviously, that there was a region named Gruyere, but you're saying Swiss and French cheesemakers, so why aren't Swiss people putting up the big fight about Swiss cheese? Why does it always come down to the Gruyere? You would think Swiss is way more popular. Why are they so prideful about what Gruyere cheese is called? No?
Yeah, I can't speak to their love for Swiss. I'm not sure if they've already lost that legal battle or if Swiss cheese is a weird Americanized version of something, but this one was just about Gruyere, this fight.
Don't tell me there's a Gouda in the Alps somewhere. Don't tell me that.
Yeah, I don't think there's a Gouda.
I think we might have lost DA on my Gouda line.
He's given up. He's on a search now for a region to make cheese from.
Gouda Alps. Okay, why don't we take...
But I can see him talking, Sean. This is the hard part. His mouth's going a mile a minute. His hands are waving on the Zoom and on Twitch where I can see him moving, but there's nothing. He's waving to us. We got nothing.
He's still talking. All right, we're going to take a break here, figure out what's going on with DA's audio, and see if he knows if there's a Gouda in the Alps. It's a DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
Emotional game, the highs and lows of it, everything. Just never felt like it was getting away from us. I always felt like we were in control of the game, but just it made for some good TV, I guess.
I don't think our guys totally know the rivalry. They got an idea now, but they knew the moment and they were ready for it. And it was a tough game, and give a lot of credit to Dallas. It's a real good team. I'm real proud of our guys.
The 49ers move on 23-17 in the NFC wild card matchup against the Cowboys yesterday. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a super wild card Monday here on the show, and tomorrow we'll have first in the morning reaction to Rams and Cardinals tonight, plus a trash Tuesday. So store up your frustrations from the weekend that was by hitting us up tomorrow with your trashes, either by calling us or on the old Twitter machine. And we will take out the trash tomorrow morning here aboard the mothership after the wildcard weekend. So looking at this Niners and Cowboys matchup, the Niners of the first half leading 16-7, and then in the third quarter, 23-7, entering the fourth, did most of what they wanted. I say most because they settled for some threes that they could have punched in for the touchdown and really put this game out of reach. But running the football, Elijah Mitchell and Deebo Samuel were impossible to stop. They combined for 168 yards running the football, and their longest run was a 26-yarder by Deebo. In other words, they just kept cranking off 6, 8, 10-yard runs. And the Cowboys, one of the best defenses in the NFL, had no answer. And that right there, along with the pass rush that continuously got after Dak early, was what should be able to travel for the Niners next week in Green Bay. Now, the injury to Nick Bosa is a huge one. Obviously, when he came out of the game, that freed up the pass rush in a big way for the Cowboys to defend. And then later on, when more bodies went down to the pass rush, it was even better for the Cowboys. If the Niners get those bodies back, get Bosa back, get their pass rush back, get Warner back,
he left as well. That plus run of the football is going to be a difficult out for the Packers. And if they beat the Packers, whoever they face in the NFC Championship game, because the Niners have the defense, they have the ground attack to get it done. Jimmy Garoppolo himself was once again a question mark, because even though the first half he was very good, he was very efficient, when push came to shove late in that game, what happened? Garoppolo sailed the pass, got it picked off, and that was a huge swing for the Cowboys. Field position-wise, momentum-wise, clock-wise. If Garoppolo puts that on the money or doesn't throw it at all, the Niners probably win this game easily. Instead, he put his team in harm's way. Now, he made up for it on that next drive where they should have gotten the first down, and he pushed ahead of the quarterback sneak to get the first down, but they had the offsides because Trent Williams wasn't all the way set. So Garoppolo, it shouldn't have come down to that final spot, that final play by the Cowboys in that 17-second dash for more time, or 14-second dash by Dak Prescott. But Garoppolo has to play better than that. Last night, maybe two mistakes, three mistakes, one really bad one. He's got to have zero mistakes this upcoming weekend in Green Bay. But the Niners through three quarters looked like they could be a really dangerous team. They looked like they could be a squad that gave anybody trouble in this postseason. They looked like a far superior squad of the Cowboys. Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan still have questions to be answered about how they perform late in big games, late in playoff games, late in big situations. They also, though, have a complement of receivers that are hard to lock down on. Brandon Ayuk, 5 catches yesterday. Deebo Samuel had another really, really productive game, both through the air and on the ground. Juwan Jennings, George Kittle only had that one reception the entire night. So the Niners can be much better actually through the air because they have a diversity of weapons and because there is more for Garoppolo to do. But I think if you were to look at yesterday's game, the Niners give you hope if you're a Niners fan. They can give the Packers a real run for this and maybe win this game if they played the way that they did in the first three quarters and not that fourth quarter when their pass rush was garbage and Garoppolo threw the interception. If they play like that, the Packers are going to pick them apart. So Shanahan's play calling, Garoppolo's execution, and the health of the pass rush will define whether the Niners can pull off an upset this weekend at Lambeau. They can if all those things come together. When we come back, Chiefs and Bills next weekend. Is that the real AFC Championship game?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.